Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is AURI's Alexandra Diemer. Tell us a little bit about the event coming up here June 9th with AURI in Crookston. Tell us what that's about and give us kind of an overview of what to expect.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. We are planning an event that's looking to be very robust as far as showcasing what is happening in the oil seeds market. A lot of the shifts that are happening right now, especially with renewable biofuels driving demand for oil seeds, will impact crops that are established like soy, canola, sunflowers, etc. And those will continue to be important feedstocks, but there's also growing demand and opening, you know, opportunities to fill some supply gaps with some of the emerging oilseed crops like winter camelina, pennycress, and others, in addition to some of the recycled oils and animal fats that are already being sourced as feedstocks to also fill this demand. So there's a lot happening, and we are excited to showcase some of that to our audience.
So what is driving the oilseed research and that type of thing that AURI is doing and that others are getting involved in? You mentioned demand a little bit. Is that the main driver? What's the push?
Yes. So the renewable biofuels market, with the rise in consumer preferences for things that are more regenerative, maybe is the buzzword of the day. But that is kind of the main driver for ramping up the supply of oilseed feedstocks. But there's a lot happening in the marketplace that's shifting because of that as well. So as certain crops might be pulled into fuels, others might take their place for the food or fiber applications that are being developed. And AURI works kind of across the spectrum of all of these, both established and emerging crops. So what we try to do is, with our applied science and business development teams, help to characterize and develop potential utilization opportunities for these crops. It could be figuring out what to do with crushed meal once the oil has been extracted from a certain crop. It could also be just figuring out what are the logistical opportunities in the supply chain, helping to fill some gaps in processing, et cetera. There's really a whole lot that we can do for, like I said, both the established and emerging crops to help get those industries in a more resilient place for their supply chains.
And why is this kind of market development, market research, why is that so important to maybe just Minnesota agriculture or agriculture in our area or Minnesotans as a whole?
I think part of the question here that is interesting to me is how we use land more efficiently. So if there's a rising demand for these crops, it doesn't necessarily have to equate to additional acreage, but how can we utilize the acreage that's already being used for agriculture more efficiently? So that might entail things like dual cropping systems where you're planting oilseed crops in the summer annuals times that are more typical currently, but also thinking about diversifying the types of crops that you have in your rotations, or thinking about including a winter oilseed as well. So you're growing in two different seasons, really. There's a lot of different options, and depending on what your geography is, some of them make more sense in different areas than others. So what we really are hoping with this event is just to showcase what those opportunities are and what the marketplace is doing to pull that supply forward.
So let's talk logistics of the event itself, location, how people can register, where they can find more information.
Yeah, great. So this is really an opportunity for audience members to engage with oilseed industry stakeholders. So we're not planning a typical, you know, field day where you're going to be out looking at crops in the field and thinking about how to produce them. We're really going post-production and thinking through the supply chain from the ingredient standpoint all the way through end use. So our audience will be able to engage with those oilseeds industry stakeholders to learn more about the challenges we've started to talk about here. What are the impacts and shifts in the marketplace and the potential utilization opportunities? That's really kind of the big picture of what we're hoping to do at our event. For those that are interested to join us, you can join either in person in Crookston, Minnesota, or virtually. So we wanted this to be available to folks both locally, to Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, or for those that aren't able or willing to drive that far, to be able to join us from really anywhere. And the great part is because we've got some really great sponsorships and partnerships from folks like the Main Street Business Focus on Food and Agriculture. They're based in Mankato. Also Bremer Bank and the Minnesota Soy Research and Promotion Council. We're able to offer this event, including the program and the tour of the Ag Innovation Center, for free. And we will be including food and beverages as well. So we've got a pretty stacked program, and I can get into that in a minute, more specifically what we will be talking about and who we'll be featuring. But I think the kicker here is that all of this information is available to you regardless of where you're at, and it will be for free at no cost to our audience.
So let's talk about speakers, presenters, agenda.
So we will kick off the morning at 9 a.m. with a keynote address from Allison Thompson of The Money Farm. She is going to dive into and kind of frame our event, talking about the big picture with the rise of renewable fuels, viable feedstock options, and the outlook for oilseed supply and demand. Specifically, she's going to get into how this rising demand has disrupted the market, including both novel crops and established crops, and what that means for how these other oil seeds are adjusting to fill other gaps that might be created from the crops that are going into renewable fuels. So thinking on a broad scope, what is happening in the big picture of this space? She's going to give us that keynote. And then we will hear from a broad swath of key oilseed industry companies and experts. They are going to get into the nitty-gritty about what their businesses are doing to scale, to innovate, and to create market pull for the available supply of oilseed feedstocks. And so we are thrilled. I think this program is really shaping up to be pretty robust, and we'll highlight some updates from companies like Epitome Energy, CHS, CoverCress, Yield 10 Bioscience, and the commercialization, scaling, and adoption efforts that are coming out of NDSU and the University of Minnesota for crops like sunflowers and the winter annual oil seeds. And then we'll also hear from some of the business development and applied sciences support that the Agriculture Utilization Research Institute is also doing to support this work along the supply chain to help it be more resilient. And then lastly, to tie everything together, we would be remiss if we didn't hear from farmers. So we are also excited to showcase some agronomic updates from the USDA's Ag Research Service and two growers from Western and Northern Minnesota, Ann Schwagerl and Jerry Hasnettle. So there's a lot that's going to happen on this webinar and or in person. And then following that, we will be touring the Ag Innovation Campus.
All right. And yeah, the tour and whatnot, I'm sure there's been a lot of progress made on that, on the Ag Innovation Campus too recently.
Yeah, they are currently under construction. And this will be an oilseed crush facility in Crookston, Minnesota, that will serve as an R&D incubator for agriculture innovation with a goal to foster new and novel products, create jobs, and increase the value of ag in the region, state, and nation. So this is going to be a really wonderful resource that Minnesota and neighboring states will be able to access to do a bit of experimentation in their oilseed crop lines on the processing side.
Anything else that we should cover or add here before we let you go?
I just want to direct people to where they can register. So whether you plan to join us in person or virtually, again, registration is free. And you can find the link to register if you go to auri.org and click on the events tab. Now, once you're in that registration site, there will be a detailed list of the event description, including a bit of a preview of our agenda. And there's also a tab within the registration site to show you the location and directions, including some maps with arrows to where our program and the tour will be.
Well, thank you so much for the information here today and the preview of the event. Again, Alexandra Diemer joining us on the Red River Farm Network.